Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. It's Diane Solano, chiming in from Toronto, Canada. Super excited as we connect with you every other Friday with wonderful health experts around the world that are sharing such powerful information. Many of you know or may not know, I'm an orthomolecular nutritionist, been in practice for 20 years, but my passion is about highlighting so many other experts that are doing such wonderful things to help everyone move forward powerfully. I am a huge advocate of natural health. Your body is your most divine, beautiful tool to get you moving forward powerfully into this world, into this life, become the best version of you. Because truly, if you don't have health, you don't have anything. So my special guest today, Bethel Wagner, is going to be talking a lot about this thyroid challenge. You know, thyroid issues are coming up more powerfully and they're just so rampant around the world. I want everyone to know that our goal here is to educate, to inspire, to empower. We're not here to diagnose. We're not here to treat. That's a conversation you have to have between you and your medical doctor. But what we do want is to give you tools so that you know you have different choices for you to tap into your own body's potential and really bring in the science of 100 trillion cells that are powerfully moving your body forward. So no further ado, I'm going to bring on our wonderful Bethel Wagner. Bethel, thank you for joining us today. Bethel is a nutrition integrative health coach. She helps many women, many busy mompreneurs. Hello, I'm one of them around the world to basically help them increase their energy. So many women challenged with this are exhausted. They're tired. They're burnt out. We want to be able to bring back that energy, bring back that mood and start working with the things that are really troubling so many women that are struggling with thyroid. They may not even know while they're struggling. So maybe Bethel, you can enlighten us with that today.
Sure. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I guess I can start with a little bit of my own story. So when I was in my mid-20s and I had three young children at the time, I was completely exhausted, like every single day. I would maybe be okay in the morning, but like right after lunchtime, I'd sit down to read to my kids and I would be so exhausted that all of a sudden my words would start to slur and my eyelids would start to droop and finally kids would be like, are you tired, mom? And they'd run off and I would just be out, like completely out on the couch. And finally I would come to and I would think, oh my gosh, like what is wrong with me? I'm in my mid-20s. I should have abundant energy. And I could see the other women around me. They could go all day, go strong. They could pack in all this stuff. And I felt horrible because I couldn't. I would just fall asleep. And then I'd have to sit there for who knows how long, like trying to give myself this pep talk to just peel myself off the couch and go do something simple, like fold the laundry or sweep the floor. And my energy was just in the tank. But I had no idea what it was. I really didn't. In my mind at that point, I thought if someone was hypothyroid, I thought they got heavy. I thought that was like the sign of hypothyroidism. So I absolutely did not make the connection at the time. But thankfully, I finally did get in touch with a naturopathic doctor and he kind of put the pieces together and said, I think you have a thyroid problem, which I did. And once he was able to get me on some natural desiccated thyroid and he educated me a little bit on how I could change my eating, how I could balance my blood sugar, because that was definitely in the mix. My blood sugar was like a roller coaster every day. I felt like a whole new person. I really did. But at the same time, he also said, well, you're probably going to be on this medication the rest of your life. And on the one hand, I was just so thrilled to be feeling better that it didn't bother me that much. But on the other hand, I kind of was like, really? I'm going to have to take this forever? Like, I thought our body could heal. And so I just kind of let it ride for a while. That was kind of before the major explosion in information on thyroid health. And then fast forward maybe 7 or 8 years, Dr. Isabella Wentz came out with her Thyroid Secret docuseries, and I kind of watched that and found out that, indeed, it is possible to heal your thyroid, and started experimenting with some of her information and read her books, and started working with another naturopathic doctor, and eventually was actually able to wean off of thyroid medication through changing my diet and adding in some lifestyle things. And that actually was kind of what set me off on my journey to become a health coach. So yeah, that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
I love it. And, you know, I think when you are a practitioner and you've gone through the pain of not knowing what's wrong with me, you're young, you should have all this energy. It's impacting your parenting. It's impacting the way you're showing up, not only as a mother, but as probably as a partner and as a spouse. And then, of course, now, you know, many women not only are just dealing with the home, they're dealing with their jobs. And we're just feeling like, you know, we just, what answers are there? Because the conventional medical model doesn't really support the natural alternatives that could really start turning a body around. And our body is just so intelligent. So thank you for sharing. And I love having you here because I know that you are so heart-centered, wanting to help so many women going through the same struggle. So where would a woman start? You know, she's got diagnosed with hypothyroidism or maybe Hashimoto's, which by the way is an autoimmune condition. If someone here is kind of not clear on the two, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what each of them mean and where would someone start? What could they do? And I know you have some testing kits that you offer that are free on your website where someone can actually start. And we'll share that towards the end, but if you can give us a little bit of insights, that would be great.
Sure. So Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism are usually connected. It's actually estimated that maybe close to 90% of hypothyroidism actually is caused by Hashimoto's. But I guess the technical difference would just be that in Hashimoto's, there's an autoimmune attack and your thyroid tissue is actually being attacked by your immune system and it's being destroyed and damaged. And hypothyroidism is just defined as your body is not able to produce enough thyroid hormone for whatever reason. And unfortunately, most conventional doctors don't really look too far into the Hashimoto side of it. They will just say either you're hypothyroid or you're not. But that's kind of the technical difference. So as far as simple things people can do, there's actually a whole host of them, but I will try to kind of condense it down so I don't fire hose everybody with information. Once you do have a diagnosis of hypothyroidism, some of the most important things to do would be to, number one, kind of dial in your iodine. It's really interesting. Back, I would say, before World War II, there were parts of the country known as the goiter belt because there was so much goiter, and it was because there was low iodine in the soil and people weren't getting enough. So then the government said, oh, hey, we could iodize our salt. And it seemed like this really good idea. And I'm sure they were really well-intentioned. But the really interesting thing is once they did that, the rate of goiter dropped, but Hashimoto's went way up. It just skyrocketed. And it was just because they kind of went too far with the iodine. So there's just this really narrow window that we need to be in with iodine so that our thyroid is able to function really optimally. And the interesting thing now is that not only is it in the table salt that most people use, it shows up in all these crazy places. It shows up in personal care products and cosmetics. It shows up in commercial baked goods. Seafood is not surprising, but any kind of seaweed, which interestingly shows up in some strange places too. You'll see like carrageenan as a thickener in non-dairy milks or in sour cream or in all these different things. It's snuck in there and we aren't even aware of it. So it's really kind of wild how much Americans are consuming iodine.
Wow, that's in the food. You would never even guess it. So someone's feeling sluggish, they're feeling tired. they have all the symptoms. And I know you're a coach that helps with getting them past this hurdle and start dealing with things naturally. So, you know, for this, I know we don't have a lot of time. We can go on for hours, but some takeaways, like, so what are your, you know, maybe top favorite foods that support the thyroid health and maybe some top nutrients as well that, you know, can help with not only thyroid health as well, but energy and mood and kind of start getting people moving in the right direction. What could someone do today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, one of the biggest pieces as far as the energy part of it goes is to eat for balanced blood sugar. And I know that made a huge difference for me right off the bat. So a lot of that has to do with eating optimal protein at every meal, making sure you're getting enough. So for most women, that would be maybe, I don't know, around 20 to 25 grams of protein with every meal. Whether it's from animal sources or, you know, vegetarian sources, doesn't matter. Just having enough protein there to really give your body what it needs to be able to heal and repair. And then also, one of the biggest ones I encourage my clients on is avoiding sugar and flour, because that will spike their blood sugar so quickly. And they have this spike and then they crash and then they're suddenly craving some more carbs and they eat something with flour and sugar and they spike and they crash again. And it's just this horrible cycle that we want to avoid. So along with clean protein, lots and lots and lots of vegetables. I know that's like almost cliched. We all know, eat your fruits and vegetables. But I feel like that really is vague sometimes. It's like, well, okay, 5 servings. How much is really 5 servings? Like, who knows? And even if we know that, we don't necessarily really do it. So I actually have started having some of my clients actually weigh out enough produce at each meal to make sure they're getting enough, because that's something that we often miss. Sometimes with hypothyroidism, people are struggling with their weight. So they think, oh, I need to eat less, and that will fix the problem. And that's actually generally not the truth. They're a lot of times not getting enough of the right things. So tons of vegetables, sprouts, cruciferous veggies like broccoli, kale, cauliflower, cabbages, all of your dark leafy greens, obviously the colorful veggies, foods that have some resistant starch, because that feeds the good guys in your gut. And that includes everything from like sweet potatoes to grains like brown rice and wild rice. It can also be in like green bananas and plantains. It's in all these different places, beans and legumes, all of those things. So when you really get enough of those plant-powered foods, your vegetables and your legumes and all of those things, you're really keeping your blood sugar balanced. You're feeding your gut, keeping it happy and healthy. And it just does wonders for your whole system. It's really much simpler than I think we sometimes make it.
No kidding. But we just get kind of enticed with our taste buds. And that's what I found, is that, you know, we make choices with our taste buds. There's ways to make these wonderful foods very playful and very yummy. It's just getting creative, right? You know, whether it's adding a little garlic, a little lemon, little ginger, but there's some beautiful ways to really incorporate a plant food into your life again. Every color has a very specific superpower to it, I call. You know, when I tell my son, you got to eat all your veggies, I want lots of colors, because every color is like this superpower inside every vegetable that's going to protect your cells in your body. To really simplify it for everyone, I'm a big fan of trackers. Write down what you eat, just like you would take inventory financially. You know, how much money are you spending? Well, what food are you putting in your body? And I'll tell you, it is unbelievable how much we believe we're eating right. But then when we're told you got to write everything down, have a little pen and paper on the counter in your kitchen, and you have to write everything down that goes in your mouth, you will be so surprised at what you thought you were going to eat. That accountability, you know, it's just so powerful what happens when people start getting accountable. So we have some wonderful food recommendations. What about nutrition, actual nutrients? I know you talk a lot about nutrition supplementation to support thyroid health, maybe even energy or mood, anything you can.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll kind of give you my top six here. One of the most important ones for thyroid health is selenium. It just helps your body convert from the inactive to the more active form of thyroid. It helps reduce inflammation. If you have actual Hashimoto's, it can also help reduce the antibodies that are there indicating that your thyroid is under attack. So selenium is a top one for thyroid health. Another important one is your iron and ferritin levels. And that one plays in a lot as far as just feeling tired all the time. You see a lot of anemia in people with thyroid issues, and anemia in and of itself can make you feel horrible. So just making sure that your iron levels are optimal. And I think a lot of that comes in because a lot of times people with thyroid issues have major digestive issues as well. So they just aren't able to absorb iron and store it very well. So they get depleted and it really affects their energy levels and they can just feel totally wiped out. So that is a major one. Also magnesium is huge for thyroid health. It can help to normalize what we call your TSH levels. It actually has been shown in a couple of studies to help repair damage that has been done to your thyroid. So that's a huge one. Aids in detoxification and helps you just relax, helps you sleep better. It's so wonderful for your nervous system. It's like one of those super nutrients, I think. It's a superstar. And it's one of those things that I don't know, like I think I've heard up to 70% of people are low in magnesium. So it's pretty hard to be off by using magnesium. After that would be zinc. There again, that helps with your body's conversion from inactive to active thyroid hormone. It helps keep your gut lining strong, helping with those digestive issues, supports your immune function, and there again, supports detoxification, which our bodies need at all times. So number five, I think is my favorite. It's the B vitamins. There again, I think those are the rock stars of the nutrition world. They help with the detoxification. The B12 boosts energy levels. That's another one that we see really low in people with hypothyroid is the B12. There again, because they just aren't able to absorb it very well oftentimes. The B vitamins help so much with mood and cognitive function and just our overall sense of well-being. Also help with hormonal balance, which like who doesn't have whacked out hormones these days, right? So the B vitamins are one of the most important ones to keep track of and make sure you're optimal with. And then the last one would just be vitamin D. Most hypothyroid Hashimoto's people are really low. I mean, lots of people are low, especially those of us living in northern climates because we just don't get much sunshine. So we need it. The more vitamin D you have, it seems to be linked to lowering your antibody levels. Again, if you have that Hashimoto's, promotes just balancing and regulating your immune system and helps to re-regulate your body with any kind of autoimmunity. So vitamin D is super important too. So those are kind of my top six.
I love it. Thank you for sharing such a wonderful, wonderful list. I'm sure everyone here is grabbing a pen and paper trying to write it all down. And by the way, if you want to catch the rerun of the podcast, you can definitely find that on my Instagram page, The Diane Soleno, just because Diane Soleno was taken already. And it's with two N's in case, you know, you miss any of these recordings. They're always there for in the archive. Or of course, you can go to your podcast app on your phone, any Apple or Android device. You go into podcast and put in Empowered Through Health and you have our recording for today uploaded there for sure. And if you'd like to get in touch with Bethel, go to her website. You know, I loved looking at your website, Bethel. I saw that you have a free starter kit people can opt into. You would go to BW, B as in Bob, B or B as in Bethel, whealthcoaching.com. And you can go there and get started with a free starter kit and start making your way. I also know that you do off-site testing, both available in Canada and the US. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So just a quick word about the starter kit. All that information I just rattled off about nutrients is in there. So don't feel like you have to memorize it or write like crazy. So it's all in.
Great.
And as far as testing goes, I work with a lab called Vibrant America, which when I work with clients, if I need to, I can order testing for them. They can test, they can do like full thyroid panels. They can test micronutrients. Their micronutrient testing is really amazing. They are able to look not only at your serum levels, but at the levels in your inside of your white and red blood cells. So they can kind of look at how much have you been getting of this nutrient short term, how much have you had in the last month, and how much have you had in the last 3 to 4 months. So they get a really good snapshot of your nutritional status. And then the really cool part is once they run the labs, then we get on the phone with them and their functional nutritionists, and they can make really pinpointed recommendations on maybe what does need to be supplemented, maybe where you're already good, don't need to worry about it. And it just helps to be really focused and intentional with supplementation. And they're also able to kind of help connect the dots in a lot of other areas too. So it's a really wonderful tool.
That's really wonderful. And one area you talked about, which I think is underestimated, is detox. We know that the thyroid is very, it's also very pH sensitive, right? Our bodies are designed to be in a very specific pH when we're too acidic because of food choices, because we're not detoxing effectively. That's where you start to have that desensitization of the thyroid hormone where it's producing too much or it's producing, or it's overproducing. But that's where we want to really focus in on that detoxification pathways. And I'm sure if you connect with Bethel, she can definitely, if she sees that someone needs to go through a detox, they can, because there is a lot of toxins in the environment that we got to work through. And of course, you know, all the beautiful supplementation that you listed today. Thank you so much for that. What are your thoughts around medicinal mushrooms? I know a lot of my practitioners lately are noticing medicinal mushrooms are really, really making a breakthrough. I call them software upgrades to the body versus hardware, which is vitamins and minerals. I don't know how much you work with medicinal mushrooms, but I just thought, hey, let's find out to see if that's some area that you'd like to, you know, dabble in.
I actually need to do a little bit more research into it. I mean, I've read some along the way, but I haven't dived into it terribly deeply yet. But I do know there are a lot of really great benefits from them, and have had clients, you know, switch to teas or coffee substitutes using mushrooms just as a tool to help them kind of back off the caffeine a little bit so we can help their bodies get up and running again. So we've used it that way. I haven't personally watched anybody specifically supplement with them to where I can, you know, have an absolute, oh my goodness, I can't believe what just happened with that. Got it. From personal experience, but I would love to know more.
Wonderful. You know what? I'll talk on that a little bit, just because lately what's been happening is we're seeing this medicinal mushroom movement taking on such great strength. There's a wonderful documentary I encourage everyone here, if you're listening, called Fantastic Fungi. It's actually done by one of the top leading health experts in medicinal mushrooms called Paul Stamets. He's actually done a lot of TED Talks. They're the ones that did the documentary. And the documentary was so powerful that it was actually produced in many different languages around the world. So what I found out about medicinal mushrooms is you always want to look at who the source is coming from. Do they grow it in plastic bags versus growing it in the soil? Because that dictates how powerful that medicinal mushroom is. Knowing, you know, who manufacture it, their processes of making the medicinal mushrooms, there are many different types on the market. But one thing I know is that there are such wonderful transformations that we're seeing. I always use the analogy of software upgrades. You know, we all have a cell phone, we all have an Android. If you don't do that upgrade in the middle of the night, it doesn't matter how expensive your phone is, it's not going to work. So hardware is kind of like your headsets, your iPhone casing. That's all great and wonderful, but it's the software upgrades we want. And what we're noticing is the power of Mother Nature, like medicinal mushrooms, are really helping bring in all that cell chemistry and start working synergistically with the foundations of what it already has. Many health benefits to it. So you know what, guys, if you're listening to this, definitely get on the right path, start eating the right foods, take the list, go sign up for the free starter kit, get all the wonderful recommendations that Bethel shared with us today. You know, look and ask yourself, does my body need to detoxify? Those are conversations you can have with either Bethel or another practitioner, but really you want to step outside the box and not just accept whatever, you know, the conventional medical model is limiting to you at. If your instincts and your intuition tells you there's other answers, chances are you're right. And we want to encourage everyone here to get super empowered, because the truth is you've been blessed with such an amazing life. why not feel your absolute best so you can go out there and be that amazing mom, right? Or be that amazing partner, or be that amazing CEO and create the life you were meant to live. So feel free to join us every other Friday. Any closing thoughts, anything you want to share, Bethel? We've got maybe about 4 or 5 minutes left. If there's anything you want to close out with and let everyone know while they're challenged with this, that there is hope for sure. That I love, and I love your story and how you overcame that. But any last tips or thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think my biggest message, my biggest takeaway would be is don't settle. Like if you don't feel well and someone says your numbers are fine, like you're within the normal ranges, don't settle. Like keep looking for answers. Because so often a doctor will just look at someone and say, well, on paper, you're fine. And you're saying, but I don't feel fine. And it's really hard to find answers, but don't give up. Keep going, keep looking for answers because they are out there. And then I think the other piece that I know was huge for me, and I've seen it with my clients too, is being able to change your mindset around illness or around a condition like this. Because it can be so easy to slip into feeling like you're fundamentally flawed or you're fundamentally broken or what is wrong with me? And then that turns into, I'm angry at my body. I remember thinking that, like, I hate this. Why is my body doing this to me? But those thoughts are just as toxic as a high iodine food or eating a Big Mac at McDonald's. It's just as toxic. So I would really highly encourage you, because this is something you can do for free for yourself without seeing anyone, is change your mindset and realize my body is not broken. My body, in fact, is trying to protect me. It's trying to help me survive. And it's doing the best it can with what it has. And in fact, it's really just giving me information. Maybe I haven't decoded the information yet, but it's just giving me information and telling me there's something I need to pay attention to. So if you can kind of make that switch and realize that your body is not against you, it actually is doing the best it can. It's trying to work for you. That can move you out of that stance of I'm fighting against my body and help you move into, okay, I'm going to listen, I'm going to be aware, and I'm going to start working with my body. So I think that's a huge shift for people.
What a great way to close out. You are so right, Bethel. Oh, the power of the disease can be some wisdom asking you to go within and watch the internal dialogue, because it's just as toxic, just as poisonous when we're saying, I'm not happy with myself, what's wrong with me, as opposed to what do I need to slow down? Am I taking on too much stress? Is there something I'm not looking deeper into, the emotional component? And that is so, so true. We are frequency more than we are chemistry, right? I love the work from Dr. Joe Dispenza, from Dr. Bruce Lipton, huge names that are proving that our thoughts and our feelings also create a reality as well. So get empowered, watch the internal dialogue, watch what you eat, take inventory of what you're putting in your mouth, take inventory of what you're thinking and your thoughts, and start seeing a beautiful, magical life when you start living it on purpose and within your own best power. So join us every other Friday. Thank you, Bethel, for joining us. Make sure you connect with her, get her free starter kit at bwhealthcoaching.com. You can always reach out to her personally and find out more information. If you want to follow us on Instagram, the Diane Solano at IG. And if you want to stay tuned, we're going to be playing a coffee commercial after this with our reishi infused superfoods, our medicinal mushrooms. Of course, have a super Friday, everyone. Make it a powerful one. Keep in mind what you think and how you feel does create your reality. Be the best version of you. Take care of that body, and we'll see you on the next show. Thank you, Bethel, for joining us today. Have a Thank super you. Weekend, everyone. Ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.